Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Inshallah, our next speaker, we'll straight on. Our next speaker, inshallah, speaking in English again, will be Sheikh Mustafa Muhammad. I call him upon to address the audience, inshallah. الحمد لله معز الإسلام بنصره ومذل الشرك بقهره ومدبر الأمور بأمره ومستدرج الكافرين بمكره الذي جعل الأيام بيننا دولا بعدله والصلاة والسلام على من أعلى منار الإسلام بسيفه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على دربه ونهجه أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته It gives me great pleasure and extreme honor to see myself amongst the shabab of this ummah Ummah La ilaha illallah. The Ummah of the descendants of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The Sahaba who pledged to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give everything, their wealth, their time, their blood in the path of La ilaha illallah. And they chanted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقِينَا عَبَدًا
الله أكبر تكبير تكبير تكبير
I want Pakistan to know today. I want Sydney to know today. I want all of Australia to know today. That the Muslims are one body. The Muslims here today are part of a greater ummah, the greatest ummah that walked the face of this planet, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala Rasulillah. Takbir! Takbir! Takbir!
We are ummah. That realize the oneness that Allah Azza wa Jal has put together and the oneness that has been compared to the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal when He has said Subhanahu Azza wa Jal إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةُ وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ This ummah of yours is one ummah and I am your Lord. One Lord. So worship me alone. This ummah, the Prophet ﷺ described to be an ummah as one body. If one part of the body feels pain, the whole body stays awake, sweating with fever and complaining. This is the Ummah of Islam. So let the world hear our takbir.
Takbir!
Brothers and sisters of Islam, over the past few years, the Ummah of Islam has come to realize things it hasn't realized over the past century. With the falling of these corrupt regimes placed in power by the corrupt West, the Ummah has started to realize, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ, that these people, these animals, are not looking for their best interest. And they are one step closer to realizing that the only way for victory, the only way to live honorable as a Muslim, is to give victory to the Book of Allah and to rule by the Book of Allah. Ummah is one step closer to realizing in al hukmu illa lillah amara alla ta'budu illa iyyah. The Ummah is one step closer to realizing the reality of the khilafah that will come. Brothers and sisters in Islam, remember that the shuhada of Syria, the shuhada of Yemen, the shuhada of Egypt, their blood will never go to waste. Their blood will continue to feed the tree, to water the tree of Tawheed. It will continue to water the tree of Tawheed on the hands of a few. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تزال عصابة من أمتي يقاتلون على أمر الله قاهرين لعدوهم لا يضرهم من خالفهم ولا من خذلهم حتى تأتيهم الساعة وهم على ذلك. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will remain a group of my ummah, a group of my ummah, like this group in Syria right now. They will fight on the command of Allah to suppress evil and uphold Tawheed. They will fight on the command of Allah. No one shall harm them, not their enemies, nor those that have left them. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us from those few. And if we are not from those few, then make us at least from those that give victory to those few. Brothers in Islam, sisters in Islam, we gather here today to show our solidarity and our oneness with our ummah, and to remember that the outcome is for the believers. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. To remember the stance of the people of Tawheed since the beginning, since before these regimes started to fall. We had our a'immah and our scholars and our mujahideen stand up for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal against these tyrants. When the likes of Al-Bulti, عليه ما يستحق من الله عليه لعين الله, stood on the side of the tyrants. The likes of Hassan, this dog wearing a turban, who falsely represents the Muslims and the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal, stand with the tyrant against the Muslims. And then we have a third party who all of a sudden started to join the bandwagon. And they sway with whichever path victory sways. If victory is with the Muslims, they are with the Muslims. And if victory is with the Tughah, they are with the Tughah. Our stance was clear from day one. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep our mashayikh and our ulama and our mujahideen firm on his path until the day they meet him. Brothers in Islam, sisters in Islam, I leave you with this thought. I leave you with this thought, ya ikhwah. And that is, remember that victory will only come with adhering to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of Rasulullah. Victory will not come with a call for nationalism. Victory will not come with a call for any kind of ism other than the Nizam, the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is clearly paved for us in the Quran and Sunnah. Stand united, stand side by side, and lift your fingers in Tawheed, and say, La ilaha illallah!
La ilaha illallah!
La ilaha illallah! La ilaha illallah! Jazakumullahu khayran, alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.